You are the editor at the Budapest Business Journal. You resigned because of pressure regarding the content of your columns. So, can you describe what kind of issues were you raising in these columns, and what kind of pressure did you face, and from whom?
Okay, well, it was the editorial column, the one opinion column. We mostly covered news of economics and business in Hungary in English, which meant that our audience was business people who are not Hungarian, generally people who are aware of the situation politically as well. And when I say that, I mean the political situation impacts business very much. When this government came in 2010, Fitch and Standard & Poor's and the other rating agencies downgraded Hungary because of the strange economics of this government. So I felt it was important to have one place where we just said what was going on with the government. At the time, there was the referendum on migrants and on how many, whether or not Hungary would allow the EU to tell it how many refugees to take in Hungary. Viktor Orban eventually lost that referendum, although he claims he won it. At the time, the management, the owners and publishers of the newspaper had some various businesses going on with the government. The government has been bringing pressure on private media outlets in many ways, and certainly if you're going to do business with anyone involved with the government, that would come into play. It was August and the vote was in October, and we had about four editions to come out before the vote, and the management told me to stop writing about politics, in particular about the refugee issue. And I had felt pressure before. It was a small publication. I don't blame the management. They've got to survive in a tough market, okay? But I had felt this kind of pressure before. And when they said that, I knew that I had to decide whether I was going to express my opinion and talk about things that I felt should be spoken about or stay quiet, which, I mean, given, as I said, our foreign audience who already knows what's going on. I thought it would be quite obvious what we were doing if we suddenly shut up and stopped talking about the refugee situation. So I made the decision that if I can't practice what I thought was correct journalism, then I would have to stop working there. So it's a great publication, good people, they work hard, and as I said, they're in a tough situation. And that, I believe, that situation permeates the market. I'm sure you heard they just closed Népszabadság, the largest daily newspaper in Hungary, which was historically an opposition newspaper, still is in opposition to the sitting government. And that was one of many moves by the government in a clear campaign to silence opposition voices. Another thing they've done is back in 2010, 2011, they started creating this package of media laws that, if put in force, could be very difficult for journalists to get around. They don't enforce them. The measures are not that clear. But what has happened since 2010 is a silencing of the media due to self-censorship. Journalists are afraid, okay? And that fear permeates the market. Using that fear, using efforts to close down private businesses and co-opting the public media, the sitting government has been able to control the message more and more. What I've complained about in my column is that, yeah, I quit and I made as much a noise as I could about it, but I know that I'm one of many, many journalists who have given up, who have said, we can't fight this system. They are silencing us. It's working. We can be pawns of the system, or we can leave journalism, at least journalism in Hungary. And that's what I chose to do. I wanted to say why. I wanted to make it known. I know other people have shared their feelings with me along the same vein. So, that, in many words, is what happened.
Okay, can you just explain in a little bit more detail what form does this pressure take? So are these editorial corrections? Are these some kind of threats? And who is it coming from? Is it the publisher, the editor, or outside people?
Well, there is an atmosphere that has permeated the market, as I've said, since this government came in and started putting these difficult laws in place. It's a self-censorship first. Journalists, including myself, are constantly worried about how far they can push it, what's going to bring a lawsuit or some other kind of legal action, okay? Second, there is pressure on the owners in terms of advertising. As this government takes over more and more businesses, they become a more important economic player. The largest advertiser in the Hungarian media market is the government. The largest advertiser within the government is the state lottery. They have what's called the lottery effect, where other private advertisers see where the lottery is advertising and they know that's government friendly. And they, if they're going to be doing business with the government, they don't want to offend the government. So they follow the lottery, they follow the government and advertise with them. So there's pressure. Journalists are generally intimidated and worried about this far-reaching new media law, well, new since 2010. There's economic pressure on the media outlets who fear annoying the government and who need government advertising. And then there is straight-up government interference in the market, which seems to be what happened with Naip Szabadság recently, where, for whatever reason, the ownership just said, well, that's it, we quit, we're going to stop publishing, period. No good explanation yet. We saw this with Origo.hu. It is one of the largest online media portals, news portals. And back in 2013, they criticized Lázár János, who is basically the chancellor, the number two in government, in the cabinet. And they criticized his lavish spending on travel. And shortly after, Origo.hu, which is owned by the local branch of Deutsche Telekom, Magyar Telekom, it's the local company of Deutsche Telekom, decided that they had to fire their editor, okay? And there has been a clear line drawn between that firing and business that Magyar Telekom and Deutsche Telekom wanted to do with the government. No one has proven that. It seems very, very likely that that's what happened. We saw this with RTL Club, okay? RTL Club fired its controversial director after the government first put RTL Club, which is the local version of the chain that's based in Luxembourg, RTL, they put them alone in the highest tax bracket in the country and said that they would have to pay 50% of all of their revenue in taxes, not 50% of the profit, 50% of their revenue in taxes. And then the government negotiated with the head of RTL, and lo and behold, the tax changed. The controversial director, Dirk Gerkens, was reassigned within RTL out of Hungary, and the problem went away. So they used that kind of market pressure. With the public media, which is pretty large here, it is an absolute government tool. The MTI, the government news service, and the government media for TV and radio, they just do what the government tells them to do. They print what the government says to print. It's like 1940s propaganda. So in many, many ways, they control the market and every different facet.
Okay, thank you very much for your time and your answers. Now, is there maybe anything that you think is important or you would like to add for the end?
Since the beginning, journalists here, liberals, and just general opposition here have been petitioning to Brussels for some kind of action. It's very hard to get action from Brussels, but it's difficult for Brussels to pass an EU-wide law or to take action on a sovereign state on their media law. But as much as possible, Hungary needs outside pressure on this. And within Hungary, we need a powerful movement that understands that free media is more important than one government's agenda. We need to understand that we need a freer press. We need to dismantle the media law, and we need to control the current government's moves on the market.